We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's always an enormous honor to have this man on the show because he's one of the great shock jocks in America today, Al. Worked here for a while, now back up, dazzling him in New York. Our good buddy, Chris Carlin, WFAN, our sister station up there. Hi, Chris!
Shock jock?
You're a wild man, Carlin. You're a wild man.
Yeah, that's a word that has not been thrown around me very much in my life, but I'll take it.
Chris, we got a couple of big festering problems here involving New York, and I need your input. Let's start at the Mets game last night. All right, you saw what happened with Bryce Harper. After the game, Arrieta throws Harper under the bus, says, I need my players out there. They can't be doing that stuff. First of all, how did you feel the umpire was doing behind home plate?
Well, the umpire was terrible. But he was terrible for both sides.
Right.
And I forget who said it, but all you ever need is just consistency. You know, just be at least you're going to be terrible. Have your strike zone be in the same place. Don't move it around. I understand where Bryce was coming from on that front, but I think it was terrible for both sides last night.
All right, Chris, I want you to hear something happen. We had the broadcast on. I'm positive the Mets guys didn't broadcast it this way because we're thinking there's going to be a lot of fines and maybe even one for the color commentator doing a game on 94 WIP. If so, Al, we're going to do a GoFundMe for Kevin Frenzen. Listen to the way they called the original bad call on Harper. Listen to this.
2-1. And he takes. Ooh. That's a strike called. No. Harper didn't like it. I didn't like it. So that matters. Not to Mark Carlson, it doesn't. Mark sucks.
He said, Chris, you heard that. Franzen said Mark sucks. Will there be trouble for Franzen today, Chris?
I mean, maybe. That one I've never heard before. I mean, it's true.
Truth defense always works.
If it's true, you get. I mean, truth defense.
You know, people do get fined for telling the truth sometimes, but maybe he gets. I don't know. I don't think so. But you know, he's not wrong. The guy's awful. And you know, there's between 7 and 10 guys in the game that are just so universally acknowledged as atrocious umpires, and yet somehow they don't get fired.
It's amazing.
Yet somehow there's no repercussions for being bad at your job.
Right,
that,
but Chris,
that escapes me.
You're in New York. That's where the league office is. Is there a conversation today between the league office and Mark Carlson for how awful he was last night?
No.
Nothing. No. Nothing.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's ridiculous.
They might grade him and tell him, well, you know, on this night you weren't particularly good, and that'll come up at the end of the month. But that's not – absolutely not. They're going to look at that like last night Bryce Harper wasn't happy with the call and was running his mouth from the dugout, so he ran him out of the game. We're also ignoring the biggest thing here, okay? No matter what the situation, Bryce Harper – gets a little bit more leeway than other guys do.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what he said from the dugout, but when you're a superstar player, it's like in the NBA. You don't throw LeBron James out of the game when he complains about a call. You don't do it because the fans are not there to see you. They are there to see him.
All right, now there's one more level of this story, Chris. Arrieta, who, as you know, is a pain in the ass to begin with, but he's out there after the game, and he throws Harper under the bus. Listen to this.
Well, it's troubling, I'm out there doing everything I can to win a game. I need my guys behind me, and they weren't.
What do you think of that, Chris?
Yeah, because I know Harper's elastic, man, and could have caught that ball that Jeff McNeil rocketed into right field seat. I actually give Harper credit because he said after the game, I made the mistake. I got to be out there.
Right.
But he doesn't need Jake Arrieta to point it out to him.
All right, see, that thing you just did with the McNeil home run there, that's why I called you a shock jock. All right, Chris, now the other thing is what's going on with the Sixers and the Nets, right?
Right.
And obviously tonight, Jared Dudley, that's going to be a big story because he didn't get suspended, and he's coming in here tonight after shoving Embiid. How do you think Philadelphia will embrace him tonight?
I'm sure they'll be all over him, but you know what? He shouldn't have gotten suspended. He did the right. I know you're going to hate this. He did the right thing because Embiid, as much as I love Joel Embiid, that was a flagrant too. Mm-hmm. He should have gotten called for it the other day.
The
Saturday one?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You're saying ball.
He absolutely, that was a flagrant.
No, he did all ball.
God, Chris, I couldn't disagree more.
It was all ball.
Chuck, Chuck.
Come on, Chris. I didn't think you were...
I'm not talking about the steal at the end of the game. I'm talking about the one earlier. He absolutely should have gotten called for it.
Wow.
And I'm sorry that...
A foul, yes, but I don't think a flagrant.
I think that's one of those instances where, you know, again, Embiid's a superstar player.
Yep.
They're not going to take him out of the game. But with Jared Dudley... Listen, he's not stupid. If he's going to get involved and tangled up, Jared Dudley knows that the Nets losing Dudley compared to the Sixers losing Butler,
exactly.
Win that.
Yes, and they do.
He is a veteran of this league and understands it.
But Chris, just so everybody up in New York knows what we're planning to do tonight here at the Wells Fargo Center, we have a chant that we put together here. Tell me if this will be effective.
Who are you?
I mean, really, who the hell is this guy, Chris, right?
Well, listen, he's the guy that pointed out that you can leave Ben Simmons open all day, and he's not going to shoot it because he doesn't have the guts to shoot it.
Chris,
I've never seen a star player be afraid to shoot the basketball, but listen, I know he's a great player, and I understand that that's exactly what Simmons said last week, and he played as well as he did. That's all fine. You know, Jared Dudley's just a guy that's a veteran player in this league, and he's doing things to try to get under their skin because we talked before the series. The Sixers are a better team. They should win this game. They should win this series in five, and I think that they're going to win this series tonight.
Absolutely. Chris, one more for you. See if I get you in trouble with this. Flyers handling the Kate Smith mess. It actually started up in New York with the Yankees. They unearthed these recordings that Kate Smith did in the early 30s. Should the Flyers cut ties and get rid of her statue? What do you think?
You know what? I wouldn't have a problem if they did.
Okay.
I would not have a problem if they did. I know other people are going to feel differently. I hate the argument of it's a different time.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the lyrics of some of those sentences, some of those songs. It's awfully tough. Mm-hmm. It's awfully tough to defend that to me. And I would not have a problem if they did. What I would find, offensive as well, is the hiring of Alain Vigneault. Good luck with that.
Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. He was the Rangers guy.
Yep.
Was that a bad hire, Chris?
Yes. That's a horrible hire. That's an atrocious hire. And if you're waiting for somebody to get all fired up, it ain't going to be Alain Vigneault. The Rangers went from Tortorella, who's a nut job, to Alain Vigneault, who is about as soft as the other side of the pillow.
Oh,
so
dear.
Enjoy that for the next year and a half when he gets fired. I'm going to put up the timetable on this at January 2021.
Chris Carlin, you have made my words true. You have been a shock jock for the last 10 minutes.
Well, you put pressure on me. I felt like I almost had to.
No. Philadelphia loves Chris. Chris, thank you so much, man.
I miss you guys. Take care.
Chris Carlin,
he's so good, Al.
He's so good, and he's so fun. And you just heard him take on a whole bunch of great issues, and they're all fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.